Hey everybody, this is Ebony, and you know what, I don't even know what I'm gonna title this episode, but anyway, let me start off with a joke, because this episode might be a little long, because I'm gonna take it there. What's the best way to steal a coat? You jack it. Straight jack move. You get it? The best way to steal a coat is to jack it. Anyway, I asked a question on my Facebook page about why the $1,200 was not enough. You know what I mean? And I got a lot of feedback. Like, it's going on right now as we speak, because this like the day of, and I started to write a paragraph under a statement. You know what I mean? I started to write a paragraph. Well, now let me stop. I started to write a book under a comment somebody made, but I said no. I'm gonna save this for the next podcast. Because that's really where I voice my opinion. Like, what I put under the post, that's general. But I try to stay away from the longer paragraphs on Facebook. But listen to this. The stimulus was created based on what minimum wage is. That's why we're getting $1,200. Minimum wage is $7.25. $7.25 times 80 hours is $580, which totals to $1,160. And they just added $40 to that and rounded it off and made it $1,200. Now, if you're like me, you're still working and you may be getting benefits or bonuses from work. And you're getting the stimulus. Then you have other people that work in jobs that aren't essential. Like, if you work in retail, that's not considered essential. So your shoe store is closed because this. Now, unless you put some hand sanitizer, gloves, and mask in there and call yourself essential, then you can open back up. But, and this kind of roll over to my other question, what I asked the other day. What did this pandemic teach you? What did you learn from being in this pandemic? Look, if you have any kind of assistance or you want any type of, my goal when I was at my mom's house was to always, because when before I left my mom's house, she said, when you leave here, make sure you can take care of yourself. You know, like, I've never lived with anybody. I never had a roommate. I never lived with a man, you know, none of that. But it was always a goal of mine to, when I leave her house, be self-sufficient and independent. And I'm not talking about, like, being on Section 8 and food stamps. I'm talking about be all the way. And a lot of people complain about, oh, I wish I had Section 8. I wish I had food stamps. It's a blessing that your income exceeds the amount to be able to get that. And what you should be striving for is more and more. Now, what I've been seeing a lot of, and let's be clear, everybody, all of us are adults. And just like when we was children, you remember your mama tell you, you want to be grown when you want to be grown, but you want to be a child when you want to be a child, or when something fuck up, you want to come run back to me. I don't know if y'all ever heard that, but I feel like that's the state America in. We want to go drink, party. We want to fuck off and do what we want to do now. We want to do whatever we want to do, but when we get in debt, it's America's fault, it's the government's fault, it's the president's fault. And then You know what I'm saying? It's all about perspective. What you want out of life, what you want to spend your money on, what kind of lifestyle you want. And I'm a firm believer in creating the lifestyle that you want. If you don't want to make $725, and for real, after taxes and insurance, you're not even getting, like, if you make a $725, you're not even getting $1,160. You ain't even getting them $160. You actually probably coming home with like $1,000. Because I'm pretty sure if you got benefits and they cutting taxes out, they taking a big chunk out this money. So you ain't even bringing home the whole $1,160. But this is my thing. The point I'm trying to make here is, you're responsible for you. You see what I mean? Do you know a lot of people that are wealthy and successful didn't come from money? They started businesses in garages. They used the resources around them. Do you know we have more resources and access to free information versus the people that created Amazon and Microsoft and all that stuff? We got more stuff. You know, you can make YouTube videos just about your basic life, like how you post on Facebook all day long. You can literally get on YouTube and get paid to tell your damn business. Same thing with a podcast. You can get on here and get paid to shoot the shit or talk about bullshit or some controversial or unpopular opinion. And what really grind my gears is with these grown people. If you got fucked up money management skills, that's your business. That ain't nobody's fault. Do you hear me? If you got poor money management, that's nobody's fault. Let's be clear, because I understand there's people out of work that are only getting this $1,200 and then they got to look to unemployment for the rest. I understand it, and I sympathize with them because I feel like that's a real issue. Your job at your job shut down at the movie theater, at the shoe store, you know, your job shut down. So you just out of work, period. So you got to apply for unemployment with billions of other people in the United States. Let's see how fast them checks start rolling in. And you know how slow stuff get when a lot of people trying to access it. But it's just like a website. A website will crash if too many people on the website and it ain't prepared for that type of traffic. But look. And I'm going to use myself as an example. Anytime you have and I said this on my last episode, anytime you have a downfall, you have a equal and opposite come up, okay? This is to help you to understand, and a lot of times, pain and tribulations put you in a position where you never go back to that. Hopefully, the people that work in certain industries and, you know, do things like that, they look like, hold on, let me do this. Because to be honest, I always wanted to work from home and homeschool my daughter. And it's like, it's second nature to me, you know what I mean? Because I'd have worked from home before. Because of the skills I have. And that's another thing. Poor money management and poor skill set, that's not America's fault. And we try to blame a lot of stuff on outside things. And then we despise the wealthy and the rich and act like, oh, they have too much money. But you really want to be one of them. But since you can't be, you talk yourself out of it. I hear it all the time. I just want to live comfortable. I don't want to lack. And people act like being broke is being close to godliness, while having money is closer to the devil. Like, It don't work like that. God didn't put us down here to be struggling, broke, and barely making ends meet, especially in a two-person household. I be seeing some of the brokest married couples you can think of. Then these people around here by themselves scoring 30. And what I mean by scoring 30 is they going ham. They wildly big. You see what I'm saying? That's what confused me. I just got a logical mind. I don't run off a lot of emotion. I run off logic, and if it don't make sense to me, it just don't make sense. You got to make it make sense to me. Because my mama was married, and my mama had a single, she ran a single-parent household. And we never went without, no matter who was in that bitch. And that's just that. But, and even with me, I run a single-parent household, and ain't shit lacking up in here, because I don't play like that. I create the life I want. I take control of this. This is my damn life. Don't nobody run my shit. I don't care who the president is. I'm getting checks regardless. And more people need to get in their mind frame. You know what's wrong. Y'all run out here. Y'all be on other shit. Y'all be broke, busting, and disgusting. Y'all be homeless. I be seeing homeless motherfucker with dogs and a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Bitch, that's where you fucked up at. That's where you fucked up at. Both of y'all stomach growling. Bitch, my stomach can growl by myself. I'm not finna be around these streets walking with you and this damn dog. Y'all really grind my gills with it. Because I don't get people in the world like... Do you know the same energy you put into making excuses about your lifestyle? You can change your shit. And just like I said, we got more shit now than they had back in slavery, than they had in the motherfucking when Benjamin Franklin was all that. We these people demanded made the light bulb. We got more shit going than he do. The man that made Amazon and Microsoft. We got more resources than they had. You see where I'm going with this? How the fuck y'all so broke, busted, and disgusted when we got way more shit? I don't get y'all. Lazy. You know how quick people be coming up off being Instagram models. All you doing, y'all don't want to monetize y'all skill set. You just want to flex on folks. You want to get on Facebook and write a paragraph, but you don't want to write no book. You write a paragraph on Facebook every day, but you ain't wrote damn book and sold it, bitch. Monetize your skills. It's something everybody can do. I don't care about, I know everybody ain't meant to be no entrepreneur. I don't give a damn about no entrepreneur. Ain't about everybody being no entrepreneur. It's about having a skill that you monetize. Okay? That even if you miss it, you can get on YouTube and talk about celebrity guys because sex sell and drama sell like a motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. My notifications blowing up now because everybody come in on why is $1,200 not enough. And I knew this was going to be a touchy topic. But I'm not here for the bullshit. I created the life I want and I'm still finna go up because I don't believe in lack. I don't have a savage mentality, so I don't hoard my resources. I give to those around me. I spoil other people. And I'm a spoiler. I'm a provider. That's what I am. Let me change that. I'm a provider because a lot of people say you spoil when you well taken care of. Nah, you just provided for. Everybody ain't supposed to struggle. So we got to change our mentality. People, like, everybody ain't supposed to be struggling or barely making ends meet. I don't know where certain cultures get that idea from, but that's not the thing to do. The struggle posed in every generation of your family now posed to live in the projects. If your parents started out right here, that should be a launching pad for you. And you should go for it. We stayed in the projects when I was a little girl. But don't nobody even know that. We stayed in public housing when I was little. And when I moved from my mother's house, I moved to an apartment in Garndale. And I stayed there for 4 or 5 years till I purchased my house. I ain't move in the projects, then move from apartment to apartment to apartment. And ain't nothing wrong with that if that's what you got to do. But what I'm saying is, you got to have a clear idea where you want to go in life. You can't just be out here bouncing around, then get a bright idea at 45. Shit, bitch, by then, your shit halfway over if you lucky to live to 100. Because you know you ain't eating right, but that's another topic for another time. High blood pressure, having that. But I don't get y'all. You create the life you want. Don't nobody owe us nothing. And that's what we got to understand as adults. When we was cheering, we wanted to be grown so damn bad. Okay, now you grown. And I look at it like this. You pay the cost to be the boss. That's it. You have to do what you got to do on the front end so you can do what you want to do later. I went to college right after high school so I'd be able to have a certain kind of job and live a certain kind of life. And I'd be damned if I ain't living exactly how I envisioned. Because I was passionate about this lifestyle. I wasn't finna fold. And I wasn't finna be living fucked up, poor, broke, none of that. And I didn't care who came in and out of my life. I wasn't finna waver on the kind of lifestyle I wanted to cater to their standard of living or to cater to their insecurities. If I was dating somebody or talking to somebody that went on no get money shit or living a certain life, I ain't fucking with you. Because I'm not finna lower my standard of living because I call myself liking you or being in love with you. Hell no. I don't know. Y'all got the game fucked up. But don't nobody owe you shit. We everybody grown. You create the life you want. Stop being mad when you see somebody who got more than you because you don't know what it's taking them to maintain their lifestyle. And this is my thing. Why the fuck do you care about what somebody else got in their pockets or in their garage? They two-car garage. Why you care? You ain't got to flip the bill. That's how I look at it. I don't give a fuck what nobody got because I ain't paying none of their shit. All I'm worried about is how I'm going to get more and how I'm going to set my baby up. This pandemic should have taught you to have more than one stream of income. It should have taught you to increase your skill set. And it should have taught you to invest and save some money. But if you didn't know then, you know now. But, these grown-ass people out here that's acting like somebody owe them some or like in these conspiracy theories and blah, blah, blah. Fuck all that. Let's get down to the real shit. Money run shit. Money take care of shit. If you ain't got no money, I don't know what you're doing if you ain't getting none. Like, you can do all that other stuff on the back end. You know what? You can build a life for yourself and get your shit together. Then you can go out here and meet and date somebody on your level because since you increased your worth and your self-value, now you got more confidence because you're in a better position. So now you can go out here and be productive in the community. You can be a good citizen. You can be a great companion to somebody. That's if you fix you on the front end, fix yourself emotionally, spiritually, and financially on the front end before you go out here and be fucking these folks up. You getting shit on somebody else's credit because you ain't got none. You ain't got no car, so you wrecking your bitch car. Like, shit like that. That's what I'm talking about. But everybody don't think like me, and everybody ain't like me, and it's their damn business. But, you see what I'm saying? Like, y'all be wanting people to fix y'all. And it ain't even so much about America. Y'all be trying to link up with somebody because you need help. You ain't worried about making somebody happy that you trying to kick it with. You trying to see what all they can do for you. You ain't coming into no situation saying, oh, this a nice person. We equally yoked. We can travel here and create this experience together. You ain't thinking about that. You ain't saying, oh, I can't wait till me and them become exclusive. And then one day we can travel to Vegas and gamble and have fun. One day we can go to Louisiana together. You ain't thinking like that. You thinking, oh, she worked for Social Security. I know she's straight. Oh, she got her own house. Yeah, that's it. That's a leak. Y'all looking at people as leaks and come-ups. But I'm going to tell you this, karma is real. And whatever you do to and for others, you do it to and for yourself. So when you think you playing somebody that's treating you good or doing right by you, you playing yourself. Just know that. Because when the person who you using, see, God going to keep blessing them because he know they had a good heart and good intentions when they did whatever they did for you. He going to keep blessing them. See, the panhandler, the borrower, I always have to do that. The spoilers and the contributors, they gonna keep getting it. Even if they fall out, they're going to get it back. And that's what you got to know because that's how this works. Because I ain't never seen the prayers of the righteous forsaken. So if somebody praying that you act right or praying you away because you causing them too much stress, you will get removed from their life and they will bounce back to normal and get all their little racks back, have a bigger, nicer in everything. Everything they lost from fucking with you, they'll get it back. But anyway, I'm rambling at this point, but y'all really blowing me by this. But I ain't seen nobody who, the people I've been seeing complaining, ain't even been the people who been complaining been the people that's working and getting the money. I ain't seen nobody yet say, Eminem, I work at such and such a shoe store and my job shut down. That's not enough for me. You know what I'm saying? I guess they too busy creating, and that's the killing part about it. The people who job shut down, they trying to figure out a hustle. They either working at home, online, because it been a month now. Them people who job shut down, they're working like the non-essential jobs, like retail and stuff like that. Watch and see. They getting other jobs. They hustling. They ain't got time to be complaining. And y'all complaining for them. They out here. They out here. They getting to it. They washing cars. They working from home online. They making stuff to sell. They probably got a savings or a 401k. Because that's the nature of the culture. We know how to get things done. And just like I said, the same energy and time you put into complaining, you could put that into creating a better life for yourself. The same amount of energy you put into hating and talking about some, put that. That's all you got to do. Just try instantly. When you have a negative thought or you finna say some whole shit or some hating shit about somebody, be like, you know what? That's a nice Mercedes. Don't say, well, what she got a Mercedes for? She ain't never said to say, what she get that? How she afford it? Oh, that's a nice house. And it'll become a habit. Watch and see. Your heart gonna grow like 5 sizes. Just like the Grinch. Your heart gonna grow. Because you gonna cut that hang shit out. Because see, that's why God won't bless you. Because you won't stop hanging. And if you see a nice couple out, be like, oh, they beautiful. Don't say, I want her, nigga. Say, I can't wait to have a marriage like that. That's beautiful. Don't say, oh, well, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. He could be kicking her ass. Everything that glitter ain't gold. Bitch, shut up. Damn. Folks can't have shit around y'all. Because everything you got to try to poke a hole in everybody. Shit, leave these folks alone. You get you some money. You get you some clarity. You come to peace in your life. Meditate. Eat you some fruits and vegetables. Damn, worry about yourself. See, y'all can't pay me to worry about another motherfucker. God damn, I be trying to get my racks up. No, I ain't gonna even lie. When Trump got elected, I ain't give a fuck about it. I still had my job, my house, my car. My baby was still in piano. I ain't give a fuck about no Trump. Well, he coming to my house personally, breaking and tearing up my shit. Like, that's the only time me and Trump gonna have a problem. Now, if he come in my house and start breaking shit, then I'm gonna beat his ass. But other than that, I don't care about none of that. Like, I really don't. And for real, it's just a distraction. There's bigger shit going on in it. We'd have other presidents that was fucked up too. And it was racist. So this Trump shit, this just a small shit to a giant. Let me stop. But I'm sorry. I know these long, but I just had to get that off my chest. I don't care about that. And I know that sound bad, but I really don't. If it ain't affecting my money and my lifestyle and the way I'm trying to raise my daughter and stuff, like if it don't affect me on a personal level, like I don't care. I don't pull the energy into it. I put that energy into something else. Not saying I don't see what's going on. I pay attention to all of it. But I don't have time to sit up all day and whine and complain about it. I make shit happen. That's all I do. I make shit happen. If somebody needs something, I go and get it. If somebody want to know something, I find the information. I don't pay attention to the small stuff. Yeah, that's all for this episode. I'm sorry I kept y'all so long. Everybody else podcast be an hour and 30 minutes. Mine normally be less than 10. So don't trip now. But yeah, that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.